property list of 150 things?
No, I did comment on this thing.
But you told me after your meeting in New York.
That's it.
Well, let me see if I can anticipate it. Antitrust? Did you hear much of that?
No, that's down.
Environment?
Environment.
In other words, to consumerism?
That's right.
What else?
Well, here's...
Those are the things that we don't mind. IRS, any internal revenue, none of that.
I think the real thing that I speak about is here, and I'm talking as, you know, businessmen to businessmen.
Sure.
Here, is a feeling of isolation that they have with the administration, which creates this problem. Also, secondly, the expressions that come out of the administration of this thing. See, businessmen are distinctly, for the most part, loyal to the administration. But they feel they've been isolated from them, and the result is these expressions that come out, which I think come out without really understanding what the problems, for example, clearing their laws, all these sort of things, without having some French. Now, business itself is not opposed to environmental or the antitrust, but they feel this, that before these kind of expressions come out from people that should be friendly to them, they should have some degree of clearance and some understanding what business goes through. Now, I think this is, what it's done is created a lot of animosity and enemies to some degree. And I think it's important to bring the people back. I think one of the things we've been able to do in some of these meetings is to create an ability to ventilate feelings. We had this last one in Detroit, where we had the automotive and all the rest of the supplier group on this thing. And the one in Toledo, the same sort of thing. They feel, for example, that, well, let me give you just one illustration. Chrysler had put in the consumer department under Nicholson. They had 500 letters a day. Now, what are the kind of response they get? 20% of them, or 80% of the complaints are not up on environment and all these sort of things, but they're on the fact they can't get their car fixed cheaply or can't get good service.
Right.
Now, I feel this, that something has to be done here to create a better feeling and a better rapport. And I have to feel that they're being persecuted. The feeling of many businessmen is that they're looked upon what they're doing as a criminal act to put in the position of this. And I think with what's happened now, the reason why this is so important, I think if it isn't, it inhibits what needs to be done in business. Let me just give you just one illustration. You know, some money has to be spent by business on, I call, the items which will increase productivity. You know, the other thing that we have that comes out of this thing is the feeling that, of course, many of them feel they'd like to have investment tax credits so that they can spend money to be able to cut down on their man-hour situation. With the increase in wages, they've got to do something to counterbalance that. The only way they can do that is by increasing their productivity, and that costs money. And this issue is one of the important ones. But I think if you take this harassment and the people would, if we could create just a little bit better environment with business, have them not feel the spirit of isolation, and also have a feeling among the administration's spokesmen, that before they speak, they ought to leave, think out what they're saying, not to give the impression of business that they're an enemy of business. Business is a criminal, they're doing something wrong. Now, I'm not defending those agencies.
Who else is Percy? Who else spoke?
Senator Percy, Tom Rumsfeld has been with yesterday's agreement.
Let me ask you this, except what is this item?
This is about number three.
This bullet, who's, what's that about? What's he supposed to be?
He's the main thing, this morning, returning from Russia, he's here just to shake hands. The girl.
Who's this,
Gene Robb is, retiring after about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a person first.
Yeah, I know, but we'll get them out of the way.
Okay. One other point, I think this one of the key issues on this thing here is the fact here that the housing, you're going to need the housing industry to really stimulate this economy.
Yeah.
And what's got me worried from our whole cross-section of the housing industry, the money rates are going to tighten up. And if not those money rates tighten up, you're going to have a deterrent to the demand for housing. Now, this is something that I've
commented on this morning.
And
I'm very concerned about it. And I am too. I do not believe in this. Don't take this line. Well, because of the international dollar situation and everything. You remember, as Paul Volcker said, it said the stock market went down 300 points. Remember?
I said
the market floated.
I do have a I think this housing thing is so necessary. I'll tell you what we found. The minute the interest rates have started to stiffen, we're beginning to find some resistance on the buyers on this thing here. And I think this housing industry is one of the most important things.
Let me say that I would like for Max to get over it. And if you would do this, because not only the whole field system is on me, I'd like for you to get it to Connelly. Will you do that? Have you talked to Connelly about this?
Well,
Connelly, just take, he won't need to be converted, I understand. But go over and go over across the street, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then Connelly work it in. And just say that you and I talked about it, and I mentioned at breakfast this morning, he mentioned the problem of the interest rate thing. And if the interest rate thing, Paul, gets too bad, this economic upturn will be hit in the butt. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree. And interest rates are now starting to move up.
Well, they're too damn. What's the matter? Is the Fed tightened up on the money?
There was a slight tightening last month. We just sat down on our housing objectives that are necessary for the larger cause.
Right. The work on this.
One other thing, I think it's important, Mr. President, if you could have meet with a group, a couple of groups of businessmen, a structured group that we've done represents small, medium, and large business, just to give them some feeling of confidence on these particular issues that come out. It could be structured from our whole group of people that we have. We've been doing it. Paul has been doing it, of course, as your representative, and I've been doing whatever I can. But I think if we could pick out a couple of them, and you would spend 15 minutes with them, I think this could be very, very helpful. Because the ripple effect of this thing would create a sort of confidence. See, you met with the business council, but the business council is really not all business. It's, we have Jim Roach and Don Kendall. But I think the way we structure these meetings, 8 or 10 people have various industries, have a big company, a small company meeting, I think it'd be very, very helpful for a couple of them. It wouldn't be time consuming. We could say, have two of them the next 2-3 months right this particular time. I think this can be very, very helpful. Because we'll be meeting, Paul and I will be meeting in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, a couple in California, the one in Chicago that we've set up. But here are a couple of them here at the White House, where you could just drop in 15 minutes just here, a few comments on these things. We'll get around enough to let them know that you're concerned about small business and medium-sized business, not just the
right.
That come out of the
right.
Top on this thing.
Right.
But the first item on this thing here, I think this is so important. I wrote you about this last May, about, I call it harassment of this field. I just
right.
Can't say that.
One thing, in fact, what I always get across here is that we're fighting really a defensive action against the Congress. The Congress has gone crazy on consumerism. I fight it all the time. The Congress is crazy on this silly environment thing. Take that airbag. I had to knock that damn thing out. We knocked the airbag out, that crazy seatbelt thing, and over the thing, whack, and knocked it. I killed that. That's just
between
one. They don't know it. They haven't been told it. I mean, yeah, he knows. But he knows what's going on. The airbag. But you see, all these things, we'll catch hell now from the nuts and safety and the environment thing. Of course, it's a delay in action, but we do the best we can to fight it, but it's hard to take. You put the reckless house and people like that, they figure they got to carry out the law. We try to really keep on a tight leash, and we will, but we try to do better. Because we are the friends of business. But you know, another thing you have to remember, we can only be as friendly as the damn Congress will let us be, Max. And this Congress took over, they'd kill them.
Well, my feeling is this. That's one of the reasons I feel the meetings we have, I call it ventilation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd love them to ventilate their feelings
right.
On this thing. Some feel better now. And the meeting we had at my home a week ago, I said, by Sponge, where we had Henry Ford and that John Carlin Townsend got in town and the rest of the leaders of the automotive. Well, they called back. They felt better. They said, well, they got off their chest. They felt it was very constructive. And of course, Henry Ford told me about his visit.
Yeah, we had a good time at Rochester there, the same thing.
And
we remember that.
So, but I think this, we need to get it down below. Just
I wrote your point.
I had it, the oil industry, the copper industry. I learned from all of them, the steel industry.
All of them.
Well, I know them all. I think this is so important, especially in this next year. Now, I don't hold any brief for those things that are wrong.
Oh, listen. Look, I do. To be perfectly frank with you, I know that this, these attacks from the environmentalists and the consumers, and some of them are honest, but a lot of them want to destroy this system. And I understand it, that's all.
Well, that was all I'll tell you. I fight them all the time.
Sure. We're not for it, Max. You understand. We the demagogue listening to this. Look at this. Muskie, Humphrey, Teddy Kennedy, they're killing them. But you see, we're fighting them all the time, and so, but I don't mind, because we're going to try to, we're trying to.